Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fran Mullins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Moses. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The DH, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Phelps. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Morgan. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Moses reaches second base with a double. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bradley for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mariners. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Valley and he is safe. Hall steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's Indians, 1, Mariners, 1. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Snyder scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a pop-up towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Schroem covering, for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Valley and he is safe. Carter steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Hall reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tabler moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullins strikes out. 1 out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tabler scores. Jacoby moves to third. Bando moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phelps scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Jacoby scores. Bando moves to third. Butler moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Phelps settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. Phelps is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Morgan. Hall moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley throws to first for 1, and Phelps throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hall scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 6-1, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0 for 1 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 1 in the game. Quiñones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Gettermann now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tartabull. Bando moves to third. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler is hit by the pitch. Mullins moves to second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses throws the ball into Reynolds, who tags Clark trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mullins scores. Butler moves to third. One out. It's 8-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mullins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Moses reaches second base with a double. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Brown now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to third. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mullins takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Otis Nixon pinch hits for Brett Butler. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. Bando scores. Mullins moves to third. It's 11-1, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-2 in the game. Phelps hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mullins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-2 in the game. Valley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-2 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Hall reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phelps juggles the ball. That's an error on Phelps. Hall scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-2, Indians. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Swift now pitching. Dave Hengel now playing left field. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mullins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones misplays the ball. That's an error on Quiñones. Mullins moves to second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mullins moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Rich Yett now pitching. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-3 in the game. Presley hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-3 in the game. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-4, Indians. Scott Bradley pinch hits for Ray Quiñones. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.